Welcome to the Raw Talk with Ike Raw Podcast. This is the Raw Sports segment where I look back on the sports stories from yesterday and prepare you for the sports stories of today. So let's get into it. The Charlotte Hornets have agreed to send Dwight Howard to the Brooklyn Nets for center Timofey Mozgov and two future second round picks and cash. League sources have confirmed with ESPN. The Charlotte Hornets were determined to move Dwight Howard. He has $23.8 million remaining on his contract. The Hornets will receive the Nets second round pick, which is number 45, and tomorrow's NBA draft, which will also be held in Brooklyn at the Barclays Center. Timofey Mozgov has 2 years and $32.7 million left on his contract. He was signed to that contract 4 years ago, ironically, by Charlotte general manager Mitch Kupchak, who was the general manager in Los Angeles with the Lakers when he signed Mozgov to that contract. As you know, NBA fans remember, Timofey Mozgov got signed a four-year deal the same time that Luol Deng did with the Lakers, and it really was two bad deals that everybody thought the Lakers should have never made. So the Lakers traded Timofey Mozgov to the Brooklyn Nets with D'Angelo Russell last year. Now Timofey Mozgov is on his way to the Charlotte Hornets, so we'll see what happens with that. But the deal, you know, can't be completed until July 6th when all trades and everything go in, because NBA free agency doesn't kick off until 12:01 a.m. Eastern time on July 1st. So the Nets will save nearly $17 million on the trade and the 2019-20 season, allowing them to create two max salary slots for next year in free agency. So Dwight Howard right now, he's 32. He's an eight-time NBA All-Star. He's changing teams for the third time in nearly 3 years, from the Houston Rockets to the Atlanta Hawks to Charlotte and now Brooklyn. Wow. And other NBA news, Greg Popovich, coach of the San Antonio Spurs, flew out to California to meet with Kawhi Leonard. Now, as we all know, Kawhi Leonard has come out and publicly and said he wants to be traded from the San Antonio Spurs. He wants to be traded to the Lakers. So Greg Popovich, the coach of the San Antonio Spurs, went out to meet with Kawhi Leonard prior to Thursday's NBA draft. It's been weeks now that Popovich has been working to set up a meeting with Leonard to discuss the issues that have fractured the franchise's relationship with the All-NBA forward and caused him to make public in the media his desire to be traded to the Lakers. So Greg Popovich wants to meet with Leonard. Leonard wants to be traded to the Los Angeles Lakers over the Clippers, but you know, even though he's from Los Angeles, he wants to go to the Lakers. He has privately maintained that he no longer wants to play in San Antonio and will eventually alert rival teams considering trades for him. Kawhi Leonard is going into the last year of his deal. He's eligible next year to sign a five-year $219 million Supermax contract with the Spurs. Right, 5 years, $219 million after next year. So he'll be a free agent in the summer of 2019 as well. So he wants to be traded to the Lakers. Greg Popovich went to meet with him yesterday. We'll see how that meeting unfolds and sees what happened after that. So NBA draft will be Thursday. The Phoenix Suns, as I said yesterday, have the number one pick, and the Philadelphia 76ers have the number 10 pick. The Philadelphia 76ers are said to take Mikal Bridges from Villanova. So we'll see how that goes when the time comes to make the picks. Also, there's news that the Philadelphia 76ers as well will be going after LeBron James in free agency. There's talk of the Philadelphia 76ers also going after Paul George in free agency. So we'll see what happens at that point in time. So that has been Raw Sports for today. Thank you for listening. If you're listening on the Anchor app, if you haven't subscribed to the podcast, subscribe to the Raw Talk with Ike Raw podcast. Make sure that you follow Ike Raw on Twitter at Ike Raw 1977 on social media, Instagram, Facebook, at North Philly Ike Raw, Ike Raw, IkeyRaw. So make sure that you guys follow the podcast, tell a friend to tell a friend. I'll be back with more episodes. Until next time, this has been Raw Sports.